Hello, this is John Harrigan with the Secret to Immortality podcast, and today's episode is titled Give Up the Idea of Death. In this episode, we'll show you how to give up the idea of death and live a wonderful, everlasting life. Moment by moment, we're giving rise to who we are by our thoughts, words, and behavior. We're creating this physical world and ourselves, we suggest to you. This idea is not original at all, and many modern physicists suspect this is true today by what they're seeing in their research. At one level, this is obvious. Our success and failures in life are what we've worked for, whether we like it or not. In most cases, over time, they're what we've made. Most human health problems are created by poor diet, lack of exercise, repeating bad habits of thought and behavior. Most of our problems of any type are self-made if we're really honest and we really look at them. They're made by how we're reacting to life. Our reactivity, our compulsive nature ties us into the difficulties and problems of life so much, and becoming aware of them and pulling ourselves away from that reactivity, pulling ourselves out of this fight, we can get to an eternal place of physicality, a physical eternal being on earth. Scientifically, we know that our body responds to positive thoughts. Most of us realize we have some control over the world, our lives, and our bodies. And that's what the secret to immortality is all about. With the secret to immortality, we, however, take this one step farther and realize we create all of reality as well as our physical selves. Yet we can never be who we really are, reaching our full potential, if we accept death as the natural end to life. And we do this, most of us, unconsciously for the most part, but even our unconscious accepting, our unconscious acceptance of things in life, we're still energizing that reality. We're energizing that into reality, even if we quietly, unconsciously accept it. And what we seem to be doing in a passive way, we are actually activating that reality. And that's what we suggest we do with death. It's a passive acceptance as death as a natural outcome of life when it's anything but natural and anything but right. Accepting death as an inevitable outcome of life is a personal decision with energetic and creative consequences. Accepting death is an action that gives death a place in our bodies and world. We have created the death and dying process over time, over eons. We wrongly assume it's imposed upon us by an outside force. When we're planning death into our lives, consciously or unconsciously, we can never fully experience ourselves. As we accept death, consciously or unconsciously, we don't have to work fully through our human and worldly problems. And that can be a problem. When we don't work fully through our human and worldly problems, we can't fully know who we are and we can't have our full capabilities as persons. Consequently, we never have our full and complete selves at play in the world. Death becomes a type of bailout. Today, in this world, death becomes a type of turning our back on things we've created and thinking someone else can clean it up. Death becomes a type of bailout that ends our struggle, and we never can fully realize who we are with that trajectory, what we're capable of doing in a positive way. If we always think of death, we don't fully have to be who we are. We don't fully have to work through what's between ourselves and our true self in the world. Buying into death, we remain subject to the cyclic life and death, rebirth and life and death, etc. Whatever that may be, buying into death, we remain subject to the cyclic nature of this created world. We become subject to our own cyclic creating actions. Yet, we can uncreate every aspect of the world that's not working for us. Our suggestion at immortalnow.com with The Secret to Immortality, our suggestion is that death does not let you off the hook and in fact creates more problems, throwing you into a less aware state of mind, a cyclic reality that is not much better than life on Earth, because you have left a part of yourself, if you die, on this planet, a remaining debt we suggest that must be addressed, that must be claimed and unified with your true self. So let's get busy and unify now. And what we're saying in a really kind and gentle way, as kindly or gently as you can talk about death, hardship, and suffering, is that, folks, we're creating it for ourselves, the whole thing, and we can uncreate it. We can uncreate it by practicing compassion, awareness. I teach Qigong as a Qigong master, a type of Qigong for immortality that you can find on our website. You can listen to these podcasts. You can read our articles. This podcast is an article. It hasn't been published yet, but I'm reading from and commenting on an article that I've written. So our suggestion is that death doesn't really let you off the hook as much as we consciously, subconsciously think it does. Our suggestion that it is sooner or later we have to work through everything we've created wrongly for ourselves and set it right. So why not do that now so we can have the best possible lives we could have of infinite bliss, infinite love and compassion, which are fully possible. And we teach you how to do that. We're not spiritual beings having a physical life. We're spiritual beings in our own physicality. We're suggesting there is no duality. There's not a spiritual being that's put on the cloak of a meat outfit to have that experience. We're suggesting we literally are the experience. We are the created reality that we're experiencing. And we can live as long as we want and not accept responsibility for what we are creating. We can say somebody else is creating it, a deity is creating it. We have no power over ourselves. And really, the recent progression in modern thinking over the last few hundred years has been more and more understanding of how much we are in control of ourselves, or of how much we are in control of reality. When we have an idea that something else is modeling our life, controlling our life, determining what happens, it's like a pilot being in the cockpit and sitting back in his chair and saying, I have no control over the airplane, when he has almost total control over the airplane, but he refuses to take control. And what we're suggesting with The Secret to Immortality is take control of your life with your thoughts, with how you're feeling, with what you're doing in your behavior, crafting it into a more compassionate, loving, all-knowing way, practicing Qigong. We simply teach that because that's what I've learned on my life path from a grandmaster on the immortality life path, and his teachers on the same path. And there's some power and good in that. So we suggest that we're not spiritual beings having a physical life. We are spiritual beings in our own physicality, killing ourselves, each other, and the world needlessly with troubled behaviors and thoughts. And I'm going to repeat that. We are not spiritual beings having a physical life. There's a quote that goes around and around, you know, we're spiritual beings having a physical life. That just is like a pilot who refuses to take control of the airplane. We suggest we're not spiritual beings having a physical life, that quote is about as wrong as it can possibly be, and that it disables you and keeps you powerless. It creates a type of dissociation. And sometimes dissociation is a good idea in an emergency. It helps us cope, but not as a way of life. We don't dissociate with The Secret to Immortality. We do just the opposite. We take responsibility for reality. we gird ourselves into it and start to change things. We are not spiritual beings, have a physical life. Can't think of a worse thought set than mindset than that. It keeps you weak and powerless. We are spiritual beings in our own physicality. I'm suggesting there's no duality and never has been. Duality is something we create in our heads and eventually the physical world. Dissociation, I suggest, is something that we have created as humans. I suggest that no one and nothing else has created duality or disassociation but ourselves. When we make a horrible situation or we by our bad behaviors, our own killing and harm, we create a natural world that behaves in the same way. Well, we naturally want to separate ourselves from it instead of taking responsibility and working through it. Ladies and gentlemen, the secret to immortality may not be easy for you all the time, but is life easy all the time? And it's like, no, it's not. So why not successively, slowly work on an easier, more effective, and powerful way of being in this world with the secret to immortality at immortalnow.com. We are not spiritual beings having a physical life. That's a dissociated thought. Can't think of anything worse you could do to yourself than think of that. We are spiritual beings in our own physicality, killing ourselves wrongly, each other, and the world needlessly with troubled behavior and thought. Instead of death, hardship, and pain, we suggest immortalnow.com, a website we've put together for you to take yourself down this path of life that we are on. At immortalnow.com, we give you the tools and a step-by-step process of realizing your immortal self in the flesh, because I got news for you. You are nowhere else but here now. If you're listening to this, if you're watching me, you aren't anywhere else but here in this now moment. And all your power, all your human ability, all your consciousness is right here now. It's not in the past. It's not in the future. It's not in a different dimension in another world, et cetera, et cetera. Stop dissociating, please. And live into your body and your soul, your eternal physicality at immortalnow.com. We show you exactly how to stop creating death in your body and life. So go there now if this appeals to you. We have a lot there to help you. Capitulating to the idea of death as natural when it's anything but natural or right creates a situation where we appear to be out of control, where it seems that we are subject to laws beyond our making, when in fact we've created these very laws of death and hardship seemingly imposed upon us, when we're the ones imposing this physical reality, creating this physical reality and the way it acts upon us. Capitulating to the idea of death as natural is anything but natural or right. Infinite joy. Now, I'm going to emphasize, why do we do this? Because life is better. Life is blissful. Everybody wants to be happy and out of pain. Everyone, everything. And we should be. And no child expects to be born into a world of death, hardship, and pain. They know that's not how it's supposed to be, and you do too, and so do I. And that's why we're creating something different for ourselves by being more mindful of how we create. The secret to immortality that we teach at immortalnow.com has three parts. One is mindfulness for immortality, which is pretty much what it sounds like, being mindful of how we're creating our own reality, becoming calm and present in the moment. Number two is Qigong for lasting life, and you need to go to the website to read about what that is. Qigong is an ancient meditative art for immortality and health and well-being. And then we have coaching for immortality that is working with somebody else farther upon the path, such as myself. Infinite joy, love, and happiness. And I'm reading from an article. After we publish this on our podcasting site, we're going to publish this article. I'm going to edit it a bit. So I'm reading the whole time from this article. When you see my eyes go down most of the time, I'm reading from the article and then commenting on what I'm reading. Infinite joy. Why do the secret to immortality? Why be alive at all? To feel good, to grow, to expand, to become something wonderful, to be in awe. So infinite joy, love, and happiness can be your daily reality, I guarantee and promise you. For some people right away, for other people, you're going to have to work at it a bit. I had to work at it a bit. I had some very bad health problems and injuries, and this all came really slowly to me. It's probably best that it did come slowly. And the injuries, the discomfort and challenge of that really kind of forced me to work at this deeply on a daily basis. Infinite joy, love, and happiness can be your daily reality. I'm reading from what I've written here that will be an article. But you may need to give up your attachment to death, suffering, and hardship. You may need to look at that as quietly or unconsciously you hold it. I'm going to read that again. Infinite joy, love, and happiness can be your daily reality, but you may need to give up your attachment to death, suffering, and hardship as quietly or unconsciously you hold it. The secret to immortality suggests a way out of this hardship and trouble. This way is to experience your eternal core, living this self-identity into your body and world. And I'm going to repeat that because it's really important and powerful. The secret to immortality suggests a way out. Like any program of spiritual or personal development, it's a way of improvement. The secret to immortality suggests, though, one step farther. A way out. This way is to experience your eternal core, living the self into your body and world. And you know, we aren't claiming that you'll have more money if you do the secret to immortality, that your relationships will improve, that you'll have new cars and untold wealth. What you'll have is the infinite wealth at the core of yourself. And then you'll experience the infinite wealth in the world, the infinite wealth all around you. And naturally, lives improve when people are experiencing that love, that bliss, and they're sitting with that presence. People around you naturally relax. When you're in a place of infinite compassion, just not even saying anything, if you're just listening to someone, they naturally relax into your state of mind, into your presence. People, we need to do this for other people as well as ourselves. We need to do this for ourselves and our loved ones to create something truly lasting and incredible in this world. The result of working the secret to immortality at immortalnow.com, the result is a deep and endless bliss, and it becomes more and more of a daily reality, a deep and endless bliss that is your very identity, that is this very world, a becoming yourself and knowing yourself and knowing reality as you are unified and at peace with everything. To repeat, the result of working the secret to immortality is a deep and endless bliss, a becoming and knowing as you are unified and at peace with everything. And people, this really isn't anything different than any yoga master has taught, than any spiritual leader has taught historically or presently, except we really focus on the thorough work of becoming yourself, the thorough work of personal development, of spiritual growth, is not creating death anymore, but living into eternal life in the physical body, in the physical world, because that's where you are, whether you know it or not. And you have this incredible power in this instant, in this moment, and you have this moment every day of your life. Every millisecond divided into milliseconds, you have a moment of infinite power and ability to change, rearrange, and redefine who you are and how you're experiencing yourself. We show you how to do this step by step at immortalnow.com. We suggest going there now and giving it a try. if what I'm saying appeals to you. That's the end of this episode. Bless you and keep you. You are immortal now.